Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we'll be discovering the history of one of the oldest churches in our county, Little Hickman Christian Church. We'll talk to its associate pastor, Jay Webb, right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here on Jess FM.
It's just an ordinary day, then the doorbell makes it extraordinary with a delivery from Nicholasville Florist and Gifts. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Kelly. All our flowers, plants, and gifts are delivered on time and as beautiful as we'd want for ourselves.
Our flowers are fresh daily and arranged when you order. You can call or visit our website.
But please come in. You can see our selection of silks and decorations
and gifts for the person who has everything at 206 South Main Street, Nicholasville, Martha's Vineyard, Nicholasville, Florist and Gifts.
Since 1951, we've been making ordinary days
extraordinary.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Today, we're going to take you down to a little place on Brumfield Lane. And it's a church that has been in existence in our county for quite a few years. In fact, it could be one of the oldest churches, one of the top five anyway. In our county, we're going to learn a little more about it. Little Hickman Christian Church, and with me today on the program, I guess, is it true on the sign I saw, are you the associate?
Yes.
Pastor?
Right. Associate Pastor.
Jay Webb is with me today. He is going to tell us a little bit about Little Hickman Christian, the history, and things like that. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Doug. Good to be here.
First off, we'll talk about the history, but tell me, how did you find Little Hickman Christian to start with? Not a very big church, but it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I was working for the Jessamine County government after I retired from the fire department, and one of my coworkers mentioned that his pastor was having some surgery and had a death in the family, and they needed someone just to fill in for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And he knew that I was ordained and was looking to help a church, and I volunteered. And my first Sunday there, I just fell in love with the people and the church, and decided that was going to be my church home when the senior pastor returned, and been there ever since, and that's been about 5 years ago.
Now, tell us, is Lee Balzer still the minister there?
Yes, he is. He's 88 years old and going strong.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember him. I haven't seen him for a long time, but I remember when I worked at the funeral home several years ago, you know, he would come in and do funerals for different people. Was he at a different church, though? Has he always been there?
He's been at Little Hickman going on 40 years.
Is that? Yeah, so it is, yeah. That same one. 40 years. That's amazing.
It's just incredible.
We're traveling down 27. Now, I'm wanting to find your church. Take me from there so people will know where you're located.
Well, it's really simple. You just go down 27, turn left on Sugar Creek Pike, mm-hmm. which I think is 1268, mm-hmm. I believe, and then just follow that several miles until you get to Little Hickman Road and turn left on Little Hickman, and it'll take you straight to the church on the corner of Brumfield.
There's some other landmarks down there for people that may have traveled that road. Right at the very end is First Vineyard, the first site of the first commercial winery in the United States, as a matter of fact. What is that place there on the right? It's you can have dances and parties and it's some kind of a can't remember the name of it, community gathering place there that you can rent out.
I know what
Sugar Creek Resort
about.
Is that what it's called?
I think it's something along those lines. Yeah.
Is Little Hickman before that or after?
Before.
Okay, before that. All right.
Yeah. You can actually. We're about a quarter of a mile to a half a mile from the old Montgomery store.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on the corner there.
Okay.
Little Hickman, and anybody knows where the store is.
Yeah.
We're right there beside it.
Well, tell us some history of the church then.
Well, the church has really. It's amazing when you look at the. History of the church, you know, and it goes all the way back. It started in 1840 when a group of men, the Blakemans and some others, got together and decided to have a church mm-hmm. On that property. So the owners of the property, a husband and wife, deeded the church property. They deeded that over to them, and then after that, they built a church, and it was originally called the Church of Christ, mm-hmm. as a lot of Christian churches are. And then they switched to Independent Christian Church, I think, in the late 1850s. Mm-hmm. And it's been basically the same building. They've added restrooms on, and then several years ago we put a brand new baptistry in, and we've got a new kitchen area in the back and a pavilion. And so it was built about the same time as Robert's Chapel was, mm-hmm. and about 10 years before our current courthouse was built.
Yeah.
It's a pretty old church.
I'm trying to think. East Hickman is probably one of the oldest. Mount Pleasant, Keene.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say top five, Little Hickman's got to be in there.
Yeah, I think we're right there with Mount Pleasant, Mount Freedom. And I think Nicholasville Christian was right in that same age group there somewhere.
Yeah.
And we've got a strong congregation that, and our motto is, you know, come visit us where we love Christ and we love each other.
Yeah. How many people you have there normally?
It's a small congregation, between 50 and 70, but membership, we have probably 120 on the on the rolls. Mm-hmm. But we have a strong congregation that shows up for everything. We can have a fish fry or vacation Bible school or anything. And, you know, a lot of churches have a core group that does everything. Well, our core group is our entire church, which mm-hmm. is a blessing. Mm-hmm. We're a small church, but we do things just like the big churches do. Mm-hmm. And we just have complete involvement, and it's really encouraging.
You know, I guess, Jay, back in the days that it was organized, you mentioned Montgomery Store. Used to be in those days, and you and I can even kind of remember this, small communities throughout the county, people, there was a hub, and it usually was a grocery store.
Right.
If you look at Jessamine County, as a matter of fact, I mean, you look at the Montgomery Store, and you had that little congregation of a people around it, and there was always a church pretty close.
Yeah.
In Union Mill, it was Stinnett's Grocery. You know, you go to Pollard, you had the Pollard Larkin Fane store. Then, you had at Sufferwell, the Briner store. But if you look around those areas, you usually find some kind of a small church there close. And people in those communities, even though they were a part of Jessamine County and Nicholasville or Wilmore, that was their core, as you mentioned. That was their group. That was the family.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't just drive to town to go to church. You stayed in your own little community. And it still happens today to some extent, but back then I think even more so. If you had something that happened, good or bad, that community rallied behind the family, if it was a death in the family or a sickness or something. So it's kind of odd, I think, maybe, I don't know how to explain this, that you still have those small communities in the churches. You don't have those stores anymore.
Right.
You don't have the, but the churches have prevailed.
Yeah, they have the backing of the Almighty.
Yeah.
So it's going to be easy for them to prevail. We joke about Montgomery's Grocery down there. We said they had to close because they were putting too much pressure on Kroger, and Kroger bought them out, you know. So. But one of the things about that type of community is I remember my grandfather saying, he said, I can only travel as far as my backside can take, because he would drive a horse and buggy.
Yeah.
And in that time, when you went to church, you know, a ride into town was a long ride, mm-hmm. especially
that's right.
bad weather. So mm-hmm. you brought your own community close to the main things you would need, mm-hmm. you know. And then you transfer just neighbors, you transfer them into family.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes not only a community, but it becomes a family as mm-hmm. well. And that's the thing that attracted me to that church when I first attended, was I thought, this is a true church family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that my grandmother was related to Louise Fane, or I'm sorry, Louise Teeter, who
yeah.
had owned Teeter's Grocery.
Right.
So then I felt like it was meant to be that mm-hmm. I could say, not only spiritually, but biologically, you know, I'm a part of that family. And like I told someone the other day, I said, you couldn't get me out of there with a truckload of dynamite.
Mm.
I'm a lifer at Little Hick.
How's the age spread? Is it, of course, we know the pastor is almost 88, but as far as your congregation, yeah. are you having any problems? Because the future of any church, I think, is your young people.
Mm-hmm.
And is it hard to attract young people to a small church like that?
Well, it is if they're looking for something, obviously, beyond what we can offer. But yeah. There's a lot of people out there that like the small town church feel. I'll give you an example. This past Sunday, we had two people come forward to be baptized, and they were 18 and 19 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And not too long ago, I baptized a 10-year-old and two 11-year-olds in the same day. So when we've got a strong youth group there. We have about 19 in the youth group, and for a church of 60 or 70, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is.
Anybody that knows me very well knows that I'm all about the kids, mm-hmm. and a lot of people say it, but I live it through church, and we've got a great support group for our youth, and I encourage the adults to be involved in everything that the youth does, because that old saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And I think we all can have a positive part in our youth. And so our youth are strong.
Do you ever know, or are you aware of a time that Little Hickman was almost not existent? I mean, did they go through those? Has he ever gone through that? Where has ever been a, this isn't going to work?
Not that I'm aware of. Everyone that I talk to that I would consider a senior member have made consistent comments to me that they've never had a recollection of a time when they have noticed any division or strife within the church. And I'll give you an example. My first day there, someone made the comment that one of the windows was drafty in the mm-hmm. back, and mm-hmm. it was an old window. It was an original window. So someone else raised their hand and said, well, why don't we buy some new ones? And then a third person raised their hand and said, well, we checked into that. It'll be about $4,000. And then someone else said, well, I'll give $1,000 and then I'll give $100. And within 10 minutes, we noticed a problem, we talked about it, voted on it, and in 2 weeks we had all brand new windows to the church. Mm. And a good friend of mine who's a elder there, his name is Jimmy Bowman, mm-hmm. he said, you just witnessed a Little Hickman business meeting, and that's how we handle things here. And I said, I love it even more now. So, and every time when we wanted to put in our baptistry or we wanted to do some painting or anything, it's just a matter of saying, hey, do y'all want to do this, and mm-hmm. who wants to help? Mm-hmm. And usually everyone agrees, and there's no division there.
And that's odd for a church.
Yeah, very odd.
That's odd, because there have been many churches that have formed, even right here in this county, out of other churches because of division.
Right.
So to not have that is there's your miracle.
Yeah, exactly, especially in today's age. But yeah. I think that one of the best things about our church that keeps us united is we don't have a structure of leadership in regards to who's in charge. Mm-hmm. We know that God's in charge, mm-hmm. and we all follow along. We've got a great minister who is experienced, and he's a great mentor to me. Mm-hmm. And I've just been so blessed, and I think that I always say, if you want to be blessed, be a blessing. So our church has always had that kind of, that attitude of, and I think we're blessed truly because of it.
Let's talk for a minute, just more a little bit about you, since you're here to do our program. Give us a little background on you, your family, and also your family, your wife, your child, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I was pretty much born and raised here. I left and moved to Lexington for a few years during middle school, but went to Wilmore Elementary, graduated from Jessamine County High School, and went to EKU, and became a Lexington firefighter. My dad was a firefighter there, and I wanted to be a firefighter there. And so after 25 years of service, I retired there and mm-hmm. Finished my training through the ministry and became ordained originally in 1992 through the Nicholsville Christian Church. Mm-hmm. And then once I retired, I decided to go into the ministry through the jail, working for John Sally and just working with inmate programs. And then by fate, Brother Lee, mm-hmm. Whose son passed away. And it's an interesting story within itself. He and I actually knew each other as youngsters. And I had actually been in Brother Lee's house and knew his son Jeff and everything. And I didn't put two and two together until we were talking one day. And I said, you know, Brother Lee, I've only known one other person named Balzer. It's a friend of mine in middle school named Jeff. Mm-hmm. He said, that was my son. He passed away just before you came here.
Wow.
And he had passed away 2 weeks before I came to that church. Mm-hmm. And so when I came to that church, he was really struggling. And then not too long after that, maybe a year and a half later, my own father passed away. So he and I have kind of filled a missing void for each other.
Right.
And he's become one of my greatest friends and mentors. And that has really led me to realize that that's where God wants me to be. And you know, I'm there for a reason, and I need to realize it and do the very best. As far as the background, you know, I'm a hometown guy. I've been here majority of my life, and my wife is born and raised, lived on 3rd Street all her life until she got married and I took her away from mom and dad.
Well, and let's mention some of these people you're talking about. You first off mentioned your dad, Billy Webb, who was one of a number of kids,
yeah.
Webb kids.
Youngest of 9 boys.
Yeah.
10 boys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. Were they over from... Was it around where were they the Webb bunch raised?
Out on where we commonly know as Equestrian, out on Military Pike.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, they had a farm out there growing up.
And then your mother, Kitty, were they from Mercer County?
Yeah, they were from Mercer County. And as a teenager, my dad's parents moved to Mercer County and lived right across the street from my mom's parents. But my dad was in the military at the time, and then they slowly connected through living near each other and got married in the 1960s.
Now, your mom, somebody in her family was a minister.
Yeah, Ken Whitehouse, my mom, has an identical twin.
Yeah.
And her husband, my uncle Ken.
It's your brother-in-law that's a minister.
Yeah, it's my uncle.
Yeah, yeah, you're her, right, your right. uncle.
He's a Baptist minister in Harrisburg.
Yeah. So let's see. Okay, we got Billy, we got Kitty, got a sister named Lisa,
yeah.
and you.
Yeah.
And I would assume, because you mentioned Nixville Christian Church, the tie to that was because of your wife.
Right. She went there her entire
life. Okay. So a lot of people who listen to this show would know your in-law, so you might want to mention who that is.
It's Nelson Foster and Carrie Jane Foster.
Right.
Couldn't ask for better in-laws.
And, of course, some of our listeners who have been here for a while. Carrie Jane worked for years for Ed Easterly at the Jessamine Journal, and Nelson has been around for a long time, too. They have, let's see, Jane. You married Jane, who's the youngest?
Jane Lynn.
And then there's two others, is that right?
No, just one, Leo, her older
Leo.
Brother.
And, I don't know where I got the – why did I get that? I don't know.
And their cousin, Gwen.
Gwen Henson, Quinn Brogel.
Gwen Brogel.
Yeah. She's quite old. She's older than Lee Baltzer.
Yeah, she's been – I think Gwen, she's an original member of Nicholasville Christian, I believe.
The reason I say that, Jay, is she's actually one day older than me.
Really?
And so I do not let her forget that she is an old lady.
Well, I tell you, every time my wife is on the phone with Gwen, I always say the same thing. She says, I'm talking to Gwen. I said, well, tell her I love her.
Well, and you know that you've got a couple of hours. You can do whatever you want, because if those two are talking, they're going to take some time. I know they're really close.
That's for sure.
Really close, and they've helped each other through some hard times, I know.
Yeah.
So you look like you are settled in then at Little Hickman Christian Church.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got any ideas of down the road? I mean, is this somewhere you'd just like to stay as associate pastor for?
Well, I'm comfortable in my role. I'm comfortable with the people. And you know that old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
And I hear so many people talking about issues within their congregations and their churches, and it's just so refreshing to go somewhere where you just know that everybody's just going to love each other. And there's not an issue. And, you know, I have to face the facts. Brother Lee's 88 years old. I do the baptisms and the visits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's not because he's not willing. It's just the body gets
right,
old.
Right.
And I know at some point he'll retire. And, you know, it's my goal to not necessarily to take over the senior pastor's position. As I've told them many a time, I want the very best for the church. There may be a Billy Graham living right around the corner we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be glad to back him up.
Yeah.
But I preach quite a bit. And, you know, filling in for Brother Lee is like opening for Elvis. You know, it's big shoes to fill.
Sure.
But,
it is.
What a great teacher.
He's a good fella.
Really,
and I wish him well. It's been a while since I've seen him.
He's a great one.
But very well respected in that community, of course.
Yeah, and everywhere he goes, he's just somebody talks about how great a man he is, how much, you know, he's done for the kingdom of God and the ministry, and just... you know, he's kind of like that old Sandy F. Hutton when Brother Lee talks.
Everybody listens.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look around our county, I guess now that Hugh Delaney has passed, Lee Baltzer is probably the most senior pastor that we still have. He has to be. I can't think of anybody that's been anywhere longer than that.
No, I don't know of anyone. He's going to be 89 very shortly, very soon. And just that in itself is impressive, because if you heard his sermon, and you didn't see him, you would think it was a much younger man.
Yeah.
You know, and his singing is as good as it's ever been.
You know, I had forgotten about it because I think I mentioned to you that I remember working with him at funerals when I was in that business, and I do remember him singing at those funerals. Yeah.
Yeah. And when I preach, we alternate Sundays, so we kind of get... You know, I said, we need to get someone else in here preaching so we can have the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. And, but Brother Lee is, every time I get up to preach, if he sings right prior to the sermon, I always say, you know, this is sure is a tough act to follow, you know, and because it's, when he's done, it's downhill from there because then you got me the rest of the service. But,
Jay, tell people if they're interested in visiting when your services are held, and again, we'll tell them how to get to you.
Yeah, we have services on Sunday mornings. We have adult Sunday school at 10, and our church services from 11 to 12. And on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8, we have our youth group, and that's open to anyone 16 and younger. And we always try to have an activity. Then we do a planning session, and then we always eat something. Anytime we gather at Little Hickman, we like to try to eat.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And those are our services. We have a homecoming service. We try to have one each year, and we have a Christmas program. And it's always well-attended, well-received. Mm-hmm. And so we're always active. There's always something going on at Little Hickman. And for a small church, you know, we do big things.
Good. So, folks, if you're going 27 north or south, you want to turn on to, I think you're right, 1268 Sugar Creek Road, turn there, and go down, you said,
about 2 or 3 miles.
Yeah, a couple of miles, yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go that way, you can go, just go to the courthouse and turn going east out of town, mm-hmm. and you'll be on Union Mill, I guess that's...
Sulphur Well. Yeah.
Just turn across from the courthouse and go out Sulphur Well about 3 or 4 miles. You'll see Little Hickman Road. You'll run right into it.
Yeah.
And there's a sign that says Little Hickman Church, 1.5 miles.
Yeah.
Turn right there and take you right to it.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing some of the history of one of the oldest churches that's still going strong, folks, in our community. And, you know, I think... As years go on and as we get older, small churches are maybe, they're not getting extinct. I think they'll always be around. There may be a fewer of them.
Right.
So the fact that you can have one that has lasted, gosh, you know, we're talking, what, a couple of hundred years here.
Yeah, it's about 100 and roughly 180 years.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And it speaks well for the people in that community that they have kept that going as well as they have.
And one of the things about our church is we're a diverse congregation. We have people who can come in on horseback, and then we have people who can land a helicopter in the field behind the church and go. So we've got somebody from every genre of life.
Yeah, and, that's good.
And when we gather in church there, we're all God's children, and we don't have, it's just wonderful. And
that's right.
Someone asked me last week, said, how much offering do you take in? And I'm not really a numbers guy, you know, I don't want to, but I said, it's somewhere between $5 and $100,000, but I'm not sure it's in that range, so.
Whatever it is, it gets it done what you need to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wish all the people well for us down there, Jay, and good luck.
We will.
Tell Brother Lee hello for me.
I'll do it. I'll talk to him later today.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.
My thanks to Jay for coming in and sharing the history of Little Hickman Christian Church. Also appreciate you coming in every Saturday. We'll do it again next week at 11. Don't forget, I'm here every weekday morning to get you up and going on my regular show, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays on Jess FM 105.9.